Welcome to the Cryptic Code. I'm your host, Harmon.
I'm Kenzie.
I am Jacob, also known as JP.
Also known as Daddy.
Damn right, kids.
And we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky.
And we cuss a lot.
Yeah.
Forewarning.
Don't advertise on this show.
Well, don't say that.
It's only going to be a matter of time before Raid Shadow Legends reaches out to us.
I'm cool with that. I'll sell my soul.
Do it.
But anyway, our topic today is presented by yours truly, Harmon. And it is the Sheep Squatch of West Virginia.
Sheep Squatch.
Redneck Sasquatch.
Ah, yeah. Probably so, sheep.
Have any of you heard of the Sheep Squatch?
No, I have no freaking idea.
I love the Sheep Squatch.
Okay, just from the name, what do you think it is? Like, what comes to mind?
Sasquatch, but with wool, white wool around it.
I was going to say Sasquatch that eats sheep.
JEP, you are actually the closest one.
Wow.
Kind of.
I like how you said JEP.
He's trying to figure out which name to call me by.
Because there's so many.
It's Daddy.
So the best description I could find, because surprisingly, there's not that much information on sheep squatch, which drove me crazy because I love to do like deep dives. I love going down the rabbit hole and finding all the spooky stuff. And really, I could barely find anything about it. But the descriptions are, it is both four-legged and two-legged. It will switch like back and forth between the two. It is described as being anywhere from 6 to 9 feet tall and covered in matted woolly hair with a pair of goat horns on its head.
So basically we're talking about like the fucking devil here.
Okay. Well, this sounds like somebody strapped fucking horns to a polar bear.
You would be surprised. Actually, that's pretty close to some descriptions. It's described as having a long dog-like face.
Where
it's
heck?
Like pointed, and its front legs will have paws, while its back legs, in some accounts, have hooves. It differs,
and
depending
then,
on who you talk to.
And then it goes back and forth between walking on four legs or walking on two.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm with you.
There's only a handful of sightings of this thing. Two in 1994, one in 1995, another in 1999, one in 2003, and surprisingly, one as recent as 2015, which is crazy to me.
I see you're, I graduated. That thing's coming for me.
We all know you're old, JP.
I'm the oldest.
Sheep Squatch was like in the stands. He handed you your diploma.
It was him. He was one of the teachers lying in the field.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna get that fat bitch.
Thick one.
I have a question.
Yes.
About the Sheep Squatch.
Yes.
But no, so like these sightings, is it literally people who just like happen to see it? Did they come in contact with it? Did they like get attacked by it? Like, what's up?
All of the above.
Is it centralized or is it like all over West Virginia?
It's mostly in Mason and Boone County, but there is one site, and we're going to get to it later, in Kentucky.
Okay, what?
Wait, Kentucky, the state?
Yeah. Kentucky state.
Damn,
people are trying to steal West Virginia's cryptids. I still Mothman. Now people are trying to steal Sheep Squatch.
Yeah. Okay. So the first sighting in 1994 was in Mason County. And it was a former naval seaman known as Edward Rollins. And there's kind of a problem with his account. because it's just this little detail that brings into question the authenticity of his encounter.
Okay.
There are two different stories about what he was doing out in the woods when he encountered this. The first was he was out looking for Mothman. Because that makes him unreliable because, you know, he's out looking for something.
Yeah.
The second one makes him even less reliable. Because according to some accounts, he was eating mushrooms. That he found on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one city special right there.
So, hold on a second. You're telling me this man, he's like the first person to ever see this thing?
Supposedly, but we'll get to that.
Oh, freaking hell. But okay, let's just say, hypothetically, first person to ever see the sheep squatch. And he literally could not be trusted. He could have been high as hell, or he could have just made something up to make himself feel better since he was already searching for stuff.
Yeah, and it's worth noting. Okay, so in his account, he said that he saw the creature come out from the brush and walk up to a nearby river and just drink from it. And all it did was drink from the river for a good few minutes before it just wandered back off into the forest. And I'm going to say it. He is either an extremely strong-willed individual who can just handle fear very well, or he's high as shit.
Just
watching that abomination drink water for like 5 minutes is exactly what someone on acid would do. Oh man, do you see this shit?
I don't know. I think if I saw that in the woods, I'd be like, I would just fucking stare at it. I think I would.
I think I would stare at it. Yeah.
All right. But
like,
yeah,
what are you going to do? You're not going to run because what if it hears you and it attacks you? You can't go up to it because what if it attacks you? Like,
I mean, I might eat some wild mushrooms sit on the floor too, but you know.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. Like, can you imagine like all the bugs that have probably been on it?
It's fine. Yeah. Decayed state of mind.
I can just imagine him reporting this like a newspaper, and they're like, "Sir, are you sober?" And he's like, "Nah, Aquarius, man."
Wait, but he was like a military seaman, right?
Former.
Oh, okay, so he didn't like wander off base and was like, "I'm gonna go eat fucking mushrooms."
Why would there be a Navy base in West Virginia?
I mean, there's a Coast Guard in West Virginia, so like, you know.
Okay, and
the same thing, isn't it?
No. The information I could give you, no, it's not the same.
That was a solid answer. All right.
So there's a second sighting the same year, but this time in Boone County. The witnesses were two unnamed children. Yeah.
Pause. I don't know all the counties, obviously. So give me like kind of how far away is Boone and the other county? Like, what's the distance between them?
I think they're, like, next to each other. It was witnessed by two children. They're anonymous. They didn't give their names. And they saw the creature while they're in their backyard. They described it as like a white bear, but standing on back legs. Roughly
it is just a polar bear.
Roughly 6 feet tall. But here's the thing. Polar bears are really aggressive. They'll beat the shit out of you. Sheep Squatch is kind of a bitch.
What if it's just like an albino black bear?
Maybe.
True.
Because they're not that tall, though. You said like 6 to 9 feet tall,
but
right?
Like, you also have to take into account, like, how old were these kids?
I don't know. I think, like, one was 7, according to the account.
Okay, so they a black bear could be pretty tall compared to them.
I mean, yeah, they could be lying, though, like. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm pretty sure I saw some crazy shit that wasn't even there.
Well, here's the thing. This is why I kind of called out Sheep Squatch. It fled from them. It turned around and ran away. And the reason they know it was 6 feet tall is because of the branches it broke on its way out.
So there's evidence of it.
Supposedly.
All right. I'm getting tired of the supposedly shit.
I can't say.
Okay, if you want to be on a fucking cryptid channel, it's gonna be a lot, supposedly.
I know, but it just drives me nuts. You can't trust anybody.
Can't sue us for libel.
I never talk about Sheep Squatch before.
The next sighting was in 1995 in Boone County again. It was spotted by a couple driving along a road in their car, and they apparently saw it just hanging out in a ditch before it attacked. This is one of the few accounts where he's aggressive, because he actively attacked their car, and I couldn't find proof of this, but according to the witnesses, left deep scratches in the car.
I mean,
what year was this?
1995.
Okay.
Like, I'm just sitting here thinking, so he won't attack children, and he's kind of, like, dumb when it comes to people being around him. Cool. But terrified of vehicles. I mean, it's like
any animal. They're like loud noises.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, didn't Mothman chase cars? Like, I feel like a lot of animals do that kind of stuff. Either they, like, attack something that's really, really big and scary to prove a point or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he has a code of honor.
Maybe like, yeah, like, I won't fuck up kids. I'll fuck up cars.
Fuck cars.
That car was challenging me to a fight.
Exactly.
But here's the really weird thing about this account is they describe the sheep squatch as having four eyes.
I still think it's just a fucked up bear.
Why is it got four eyes?
What if he was just wearing glasses and they're like bullying him?
Why would he be wearing glasses?
When I was in the ditch. When I was in the ditch, do you know what time of year it was?
No, it didn't specify, sadly.
Because bears, I still think it's just a bear. I think it's just like an albino bear.
Could be like an albino bear with like birth defects. Have you seen those cows that have like legs on their backs? Like that's what I'm talking about.
Well, like bears, when they're like starting to like get ready to hibernate, they'll eat anything. So it might have been in a dish fucking eating trash.
Possibly. I didn't expect you to be the designated skeptic.
I know, I'm enjoying these theories.
I think it's just a bear.
But we're going to keep kind of dabbing on Boone County here, because the 1999 sighting was there as well. So, and this is another one where it's aggressive, because it was a group of anonymous campers hanging out in the forest around a bonfire, when suddenly they started hearing, now this is going to go into your theory, JP, they heard noises similar to that of a bear. And suddenly the creature charged at them, and it chased them back into their house before just kind of menacing them for a bit. It chased them all the way from the forest into their house, screamed at them while they're high in their house before retreating back into the forest. And they returned the next day to find the path from their campsite to the house just all torn up with hoof marks and claw marks and all that.
That's the only thing that's getting me is people keep saying it has hooves, and I don't know.
Yeah, that definitely
kinda, that's the only thing that keeps getting me.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily agree with the bear theory. But like, I it's just interesting to me that everybody's like, oh yeah, we're just going to say this is what we saw, but like, you can't know our names or our ages or like anything about us.
Well, it might have just been lost in like the telephone of the stories, or a lot of people don't want to say they've like, seen something like, weird, because people will be like, you're lying and or tripping balls.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to have their name associated to it.
So the third sighting was in Ashby, West Virginia in 2003. Fort Ashby, West Virginia. And we actually have a date this time, June 24th.
Oh, wow. And
it was around midnight, and a man who wants to remain anonymous, but he gave the fake name of Aaron R.
Wow.
Said that around midnight, he was running laps around the Frankfurt Cemetery, which I think is odd. It's odd to be out at midnight, not just jogging at midnight, but jogging around a cemetery. Because one, spooky. Two, that's kind of in bad taste, personally.
Some people do that, though. My mom does that.
Yeah. And not to mention, like, you got to imagine, like, these guys at, like, a fort like this, they're, you know, military. They probably don't sleep in good intervals.
Let me check. I don't think Fort Ashby is an actual fort.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's just a place. Like, it used to be a fort.
You can tell really, how much I know about the wrong state I live in. Jesus Christ.
It's not even called a town. It's called a census-designated place.
What the hell does that even mean?
People live here, but it ain't a town, so.
People live here, but they ain't real.
It's all a simulation, guys.
It's all sheep squatches.
Yeah, sheep squatches, it's just simulation.
So not only was he running laps around midnight, but he was running them out there for a pretty long time because he said at 1:45 a.m. he started hearing screams from the woods. Screams, supposedly, of a distressed woman. He approached the noises, and out of nowhere, a creature leapt out from the bush at him. Sheep Squatch jumped out at him. But here's the odd thing. Sheep Squatch proceeded to run past him. Not attack him or anything. It ran completely past him. In the exact words of the witness, quote, "I went closer to the trees to help, but it was not human. It ran past me at a high rate of speed, and it turned back and looked at me for 4 seconds. Oddly specific."
That is oddly specific. I don't know how I feel about this one.
Stopwatch at all times. He was like, 4 seconds. 1:45. I know what time it is at all times.
Yeah, this is all very... I don't know about this one.
He said it had the feet of a horse. It ran up the remote mountain. You could even hear it scream again from up there.
Okay, real quick. There's this movie. Title's already, like, not in my brain. But there is, like, a creepy bear who ripped the throat out of someone and was able to use, like, the vocal cords to create, like, a scream to try and, like, lure people to it so that it could kill it. Kill those people.
Annihilation?
I mean, it doesn't make sense for, like, where it is. But, like, an elk has hooves. An elk makes a really weird noise if you were tired and drained because you're running in 1:45 in the morning. Yeah. You might think that that's a woman.
Or, what if he heard a mountain lion fighting, and that's what Sheep Squatch was running from?
So, like, the sound could have come from, like, a different animal, and then he just happened to see Sheep Squatch.
Which is a hell of a coincidence.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, you also have to consider West Virginia is known for, like, those kind of animals, like, 100%. So it wouldn't be too far-fetched.
And it's not doing well for Sheep Squatch's, you know, image as a scary monster. If it ran to a big cat and it was like, oh, boy, I gotta get out of here.
I think we've come to the realization that Sheep Squatch is a little bit of a bitch.
A little bit of a bitch.
Well, get ready for that, because the 2015 sighting does not look good for Sheep Squatch. We're actually leaving Virginia this time, West Virginia this time.
Is this the one in Kentucky?
No, this one is in Folks Run, Virginia.
All right. Why is Sheep Squatch everywhere?
He's on vacation.
Apparently.
He's coming to get me, y'all.
He ran down to the state line to get cigarettes. So he was spotted by 6 campers, and apparently they saw him close at midnight. They described him as being 8 to 9 feet tall.
I like how he just keeps growing.
He's eating his Wheaties.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh my God.
And so,
JP, why are you laughing at your joke like this?
My jokes are for me.
So they saw it on the top of a hill. No, they come for banter. They saw it on top of a hill across a river. So it charged, sheep squatch charged down the hill to the river and supposedly paused a moment looking for a way to cross before wading across the river. And the campers...
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
It tried to wade across the river. It waddled.
I'm so sorry. That is just... Okay, I'm good. I'm sorry. Please continue.
What the fuck?
What?
Just, he's like, he paused before wading into the river. It's pretty good. Okay, I'm so sorry.
So, as it was like, it crossed the river, they described it as like all the hair was wet and bundled now, but still white. And as it crossed the river, suddenly they hear a scream from the woods. It was described as a guttural scream roughly 2 miles away. And hearing this scream, Sheep Squatch supposedly whimpered, then sprinted away in the opposite direction, just bolted away from the noise.
Okay, so at this point then, definitely 100%, Sheep Squatch is not the one making that noise. That would be kind of the understood thing in reference to that.
So what do you think it is?
I would say another wild cat of some sort.
So like, people are saying it's like a scream?
Yeah, a guttural scream.
I don't know.
Well, there is this one animal that makes like, it sounds like a woman screaming. And a lot of people associate it to like wendigos or something of that nature.
Is it elks?
But no, it's like it's a wild cat.
The mountain lion?
I don't know if it's the mountain lion specifically, but there is definitely like an animal that would make that kind of noise that sounds like a scream.
Because like when I'm hunting with my dad back when I was a kid, we would hear mountain lions in the distance. And I would shit myself thinking a banshee was announcing my imminent demise.
Okay, then yeah, that's what I would say that. But then you also have to consider, what about the other times that this noise was heard in reference to Sheep Squatch's existence? Could it be in some fashion that he had like attacked these creatures and then he was like fleeing the scene? It's like he committed a crime.
Giant white bear that just fucking hates cats.
I mean, that too. Well, haven't you seen videos of bears being terrified of cats because cats don't, like, give a shit?
Yeah, because they're, like, climbing their backs trying to rip the throats out.
Yeah, cats are crazy.
I've heard
also, I thought this was following me the story, but, like, Sheep Squatch did something because you said he charged down the hill, and then he just was like, I don't know how you get across water. I was really disappointed on that one. I was so ready.
I was like, this man is about to do something.
I was like, yeah, he's about to fucking attack somebody. And then he just ran across the water. You gotta think about it first. He's like, oh, I don't know.
He's like, can I swim?
And I've heard some weird out there theories about what this scream was. Some people say it was like Bigfoot. And that Bigfoot and Sheep Squatch have like a rivalry, or that was a bigger Sheep Squatch. Maybe this one's like 15 feet tall.
Well, here, hold on.
Why would I do that one?
No, but like, listen, if they see one that's 6 foot tall and then this one's anywhere from like 9 to 10 feet tall, could it be like understood that they're completely different Sheep Squatches? Like, there's more than one.
Or because this is in 2015, boy grew up.
Yeah, boy got big. And he's still a bitch.
Or maybe it was like a little kitty Sheep Squatch.
But wake up. Big.
Could be. I don't know.
So I've actually kind of been bearing the lead here, because Sheep Squatch isn't the only name this thing supposedly goes by.
Oh.
It's also called the White Things. It's a
series. I don't like that.
The White Things are a series of cat-like or sometimes dog-like creatures described with all white fur. And they've kind of become synonymous with Sheep Squatch.
I don't know how, but like the name for it is kind of disturbing.
Yeah. And here's what excites me.
Oh, God.
The first sighting was in 1973 of the White Thing. Would you all like to guess where that sighting was?
Was it West Virginia?
Yes.
Whoa, I'm so good.
Holy cow.
Because you see, a lot of people say the Sheep Squatch smells like sulfur. And a lot of people believe that might have something to do with where it was first spotted. The TNT area of Point Pleasant in Mothman's territory.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was first seen in the TNT area only a few years after the Mothman craze. And Mothman will be getting his own episode at some point, if not a multi-parter.
What if Sheep Squatch is just like a white Mothman?
It's strange you should mention that.
No, wait, hold on. I'm going to argue that really fast before Harmon gives us any more details, because I'm sitting here thinking of Mothman. Mothman has, I don't know, wings. It never said anything about hooves. And his eyes are red. And he looks like, you know, like a bug. This looks like a flippin' hairy bear with deformities.
Well, the thing is, I did like a project on Point Pleasant during this period. And there was a lot of weird things going on. Not only was there Mothman, there was a bunch of UFO sightings. The Men in Black and... only a few towns over, there was Endred Cold, who is going to be his own episode at some point. And Endred Cold is one of the most infamous alien encounters in American history.
So basically, you're trying to argue that Sheep Squatch, the White Things, aliens, Mothman, like all this stuff happening is linked together?
Not linked, but that it's not unusual for Point Pleasant to be the epicenter of a lot of bad mojo.
Would that be partly to blame because of the TNT zone?
You see, a lot of people aren't sure because it was used as an old military facility to, like, store chemicals. A lot of people believe that local wildlife were mutated, creating...
Which would explain Sheep Squatch's weirdness.
Yeah. So it's just a lot, and I was excited the moment I found out that link between the two.
What if fucking every time like Sheep Squatch is running away, like Mothman just beating the shit out of him? Like, it's just
the
Mothman.
Screams that were heard were actually Mothman.
Just and... Mothman whooping ass.
I would like to believe that, but the problem is the screams were described as like a woman and gut-based. Mothman sounds very squeaky.
Oh my God, he does.
Like, according to the witnesses, you see him, it goes squawk, squawk, squawk. Like that, it screams instead of like, ah. That's a technical term.
I'm sure it is.
So, shall we get into the encounter itself? Okay, so the sighting involved a family driving through the TNT area during July. And the actual witness was their 7-year-old son in the back seat, who said he saw something moving alongside the car. He described it as, quote, mostly white, no wings, with real thick, shaggy hair. He also said its head was 3 feet wide. Is that big? I feel like that's really big.
3 feet wide head?
Yeah.
That's huge.
But if it's like a dog thing.
Longer or wider than my arm is long.
So it could just be, are bears that wide? That's a weird question.
I don't think their heads are that wide, but it was also a 7-year-old child. So.
And here's the weird thing. I say that every sighting, but what's odd is he described it not as running alongside the car, but floating alongside the car.
What the fuck, dude?
Despite it moving at 65 miles per hour.
So it kept up with it.
Supposedly. And that's very similar to the Scarlet sighting of Mothman, the original sighting in the TNT area, because it would just move alongside the car. So I just find that odd.
So, like, it was basically floating, levitating, gliding, whatever. Yeah, so I don't know if I would trust that one because that's a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah. Like, so the parents didn't see it?
It never said. It just specified that the 7-year-old boy saw it, but didn't say anything about the parents.
I feel like if I was trying to keep track of a cryptid, okay, I would take the witnesses that were credible, as in adults, because like it'd be cool to like listen to kids and stuff, but I mean, there comes a point where I feel like adults are more credible in this kind of circumstance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I only have so much information to work with, so I can only draw on children and guys eating shrooms.
And campers who want to be anonymous.
Yeah, and a dude who jogs around cemeteries at night.
Since he's all seem like very weird people, I'm not gonna lie, I think that she's got bogus.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. And there's just so little about it that it feels like something that exists as a campfire story.
Yeah, I think it's someone just saw like a albino bear. Yeah, I think it's all it is.
And like a few people happen to see it.
Bears can run pretty fast. Like bears are fucking quick.
Yeah, but bears can't run.
But I mean, again, it's a 7-year-old kid.
So yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I can't make heads or tails of this. I don't want to be a Scully. I don't want to be the skeptic who shoots everything down, but I'm not buying it. I'm not buying Sheep Squatch.
I'm not buying it either. I think it's just an albino bear.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with that one. I think it's an albino bear.
Yeah.
And this is going to give the audience a terrible impression of who I am, because this episode is light research. And I don't think the cryptid's real, which is usually the exact opposite of how I usually am. I'll admit it. I'm gullible as shit when it comes to cryptids. I want to believe in that shit. And
it's not there.
There's not enough information. There's not enough witnesses. I mean, you can only do so much with what you found.
Yeah.
And you can come to kind of terms to the fact that this might be fake as fuck.
Now, I also decided to take down notes on the pop cultural effect of Sheep Squatch. Because
that's a nice segment to do.
That is really cool.
There's actually more about it in terms of fiction than there is, quote unquote, reality. The first time I heard of Sheep Squatch, it was on a show. Do you all know the Destination Channel?
Yes.
Destination America?
I don't think so.
It's a channel that deals with attractions across America. It's basically like a tourism channel. And they handle like places to visit, including cryptids. And they had a show called Monsters and Mysteries in America. And this is where I first heard of the sheep squatch, because it told the encounter of two teenagers on a hunting trip in Kentucky who saw the sheep squatch in 2004. Supposedly, the sheep squatch killed one of their hunting dogs. And while they were
This is how I instantly don't believe this, because so far, sheep squatch is a little bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what I was about to say. Like, how that is, like, a very extreme. You go from, like, all of these handful of accounts that it's just, like, a bitch, and then you go to one, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to rip this dog in half. Rah, rah, rah.
Maybe it's his, like, older, more aggressive Kentucky brother.
And now all of a sudden, he's, like, in Kentucky, eating dogs, attacking trailers. Like, what? Like, the worst he did prior was scratch a car. Like,
and chase some campers.
Like, yeah, this is new. New level.
He's evolving. This is a character arc, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, could that be something else that was shaking and possibly doing the do with that RV? 100%.
Jesus Christ.
Don't think that it was sheepsquatch.
I really don't think it was sheepsquatch.
But it was the thing screaming at sheepsquatch.
That would be interesting.
I don't know what the thing screaming at sheepsquatch was.
Well, wait, can we go back to the, what is it, the white things?
Yeah.
Could it have been one of those? Like, I'm assuming the white things kind of covers, like, an entire class of bunch of different random things that no one knows what they are.
Is that, like, a genus of cryptid?
Yeah, that's what I would guess, right?
It's more just various descriptions of a similar creature that is also called sheep squatch. So it's more like these two things happening, and people have kind of linked them.
Well, and like the thing is, but the possibility, especially in this case, that it's not sheep squatch. So who's to say that they're categorizing all of these different things under white thing, and then it's not the same thing? I said thing like six times.
The best I can find is white things are just another name for sheep squatch.
Because
they match like roughly the same description of a dog-like head and white fur.
Okay.
So they actually tried to find sheep squatch. They took their guns, took some four-wheelers, and went out looking for it.
Kentucky boys?
Yeah, these Kentucky lads. And they found it in a field next to a cemetery. So that's the second cemetery.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I'm going to give sheep squatch some props. When they rolled up on it with their guns, they said that they saw sheep squatch rise out of the brush and charge them. For once, I love this character development that sheep squatch has, because now he's aggressive. He's the one on the attack. And the two hunters run back to their camper. Apparently they leave their four-wheelers and just run back to the RV. And they said that they're shooting the whole time, but sheep squatch would stay on them. And if they hit it, it showed no signs of hurting. So sheep squatch is roided out right now.
So sheep squatch is bulletproof.
Jesus, good what to know. The fuck?
Or they're missing.
I would vote missing, because really, like, running and trying to shoot, but you're scared.
And oh, no. This thing is like 9 feet tall with a 3 foot wide head. Like, it's a big target.
Obviously, but at the same time, like, can you imagine, like, running and having to turn around trying to shoot at it? Like, it wouldn't be hard to miss.
I don't want to imagine that. I don't want to be in their shoes.
I mean, but
Sucks, JP.
Most shootings in America happen within 10 feet, and even then, half of the rounds on average miss.
Oh, well.
So then it definitely makes sense that they did.
But I'm surprised a lot. Now, what surprises me is that the loud noises didn't scare them off. So, you know, I stand Sheep Squatch's like confidence boost here. I love it. I'm proud of him.
I'm going to vote it's not Sheep Squatch.
Yeah, I totally believe that it could be something. I just don't think it's Sheep Squatch.
So the next thing is a play, which actually surprised me. It's a dramatic play made by Casey Wimper in 2015. And it's called Butcher Holler, Here We Come. It's a play about five miners who get trapped in a cave-in. And while they're like passing the time, one of them decides to tell the story of how he encountered Sheep Squatch. And I just think that's cool.
That is actually really, really cool. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
Gotta love that art.
It makes me happy that other states, you know we exist.
Unless they heard about Sheep Squatch from Kentucky.
No.
Because the play is specifically in West Virginia.
Mm.
The most famous example, what's really led in a spike in Sheep Squatch's popularity, is, of course, his recent addition into Fallout 76, the video game.
That's how I actually initially heard about him.
I saw photos from the video game, like screen captures of it. It looked really crazy.
That's actually the last thing I have on him, is Fallout 76.
All right. Well,
our consensus.
We
are unanimous in that he is not real. Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
We grant him the title of Cryptid, but not the rank of Cryptid Master. He has no place on this council.
Oh, okay.
He is probably not real.
Yeah, pretty. I'm like 90% sure. I'm like 95% sure.
I was going to say 95% sure. There's not enough evidence. There's no evidence. What am I saying? The eyewitness accounts are all shaky. It's cool that like there's TV shows that talk about him and people doing plays about him and the video game about him. And that's fun and dandy, but it doesn't change the fact that like, there's like no grounds to his existence whatsoever.
So I'm glad we decided to start with such a strong case.
I mean, somewhere.
First episode of the Cryptic Code is a strong, resounding,
Wait, can we do it all at once?
All right. One, two, three.
God, JP, you were it's so not a
barbershop quartet.
Leave me alone.
This has been the Cryptic Code. Wishing you a good night. Stay spooky out there.